Hachette Audio presents Mythology, Timeless Tales of Gods and Heroes, written by Edith Hamilton, read by Suzanne Torin.
Forward. A book on mythology must draw from widely different sources. 1,200 years separate the first writers, through whom the myths have come down to us, from the last. And there are stories as unlike each other as Cinderella and King Lear. To bring them all together in one volume is really somewhat comparable to doing the same for the stories of English literature, from Chaucer to the ballads, through Shakespeare and Marlowe and Swift and Defoe and Dryden and Pope and so on, ending with, say, Tennyson and Browning, or even, to make the comparison truer, Kipling and Galsworthy. The English collection would be bigger, but it would not contain more dissimilar material. In point of fact, Chaucer is more like Galsworthy, and the ballads like Kipling, than Homer is like Lucian, or Aeschylus like Ovid. Faced with this problem, I determined at the outset to dismiss any idea of unifying the tales. That would have meant either writing King Lear, so to speak, down to the level of Cinderella, the vice versa procedure being obviously not possible, or else telling in my own way stories which were in no sense mine and had been told by great writers in ways they thought suited their subjects. I do not mean, of course, that a great writer's style can be reproduced, or that I should dream of attempting such a feat. My aim has been nothing more ambitious than to keep distinct for the reader